And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama, y'all. Alabama, I'm saying it and I mean it. And this show goes like, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, I got a few more text messages, then I'm going to jump into this last topic just to knock it out. Gary from Huntsville said, isn't it good that Thanksgiving traditions don't consist of giving away bowling balls? Yeah, that would not have gone well, although I think they would have known in advance not to drop the bowling balls.
Yeah.
Just saying. Hopefully. I mean, it was already one of those you should have known better moments, but a bowling ball, I'm pretty sure that would have been a case of liability. Bill from Huntsville says, my dad and I used to watch that episode. Wonderful memories. Yes, indeed. Brian from Huntsville says, turkey's falling. Oh, my God, the humanity. He called it the Hindenburg. Hindenburg. That's a great dad joke right there. All right, let me switch gears on you. All right, let's spend a few minutes here. Update you guys on something extremely important. So it's amazing what Donald Trump has had to go through. To be allowed to run for office like other people do. The level of lawfare, and that's a word, by the way, that I'm pretty sure was coined because of Trump. Just be honest. I don't think that lawfare, I don't remember lawfare ever being used or spoken, discussed, or made a segment on any radio show until Trump. It's the weaponization of the rule of law. And you'd love to believe that, you know, that the lady law actually has the blindfold on. But we have not seen that. The left has weaponized law to go after their political opponents like nothing we've ever seen. Okay, we all know that. But what are the updates? What's going on? Well, the most recent thing that just happened, and I'm talking about yesterday. Special counsel Jack Smith, according to Newsweek. Phil, did you go to Newsweek? I did. Newsweek. By the way, this is the most cursory. I read this article and it reads like somebody who doesn't even want to have to. It reads like Sonny Hostin on The View having to do a legal disclaimer.
That's a great metaphor right there.
Friggin' okay, I'll say it.
Fine.
But I'm not going to elaborate. So this article talks about all the cases. It gives you no background and gives you no commentary. It's like, this happened. Okay. Next one. This is happening. Freaking okay. Next one. That's the way this article reads, but I'm going to do it anyway. Special counsel Jack Smith's recent motions to dismiss two federal cases against Donald Trump have profoundly reshaped the president-elect's legal landscape. So here's what happened Monday of this week. Jack Smith, who is the special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland, the Biden administration, to basically prosecute Trump, had, if you remember, he had two cases. He had the classified documents case from the raid at Mar-a-Lago down in Florida. He had the January 6th conspiracy to overthrow the election processes case going on in D.C. The Supreme Court of the United States has already ruled that presidential immunity is not, by the way, that's not new. For the left, he goes, oh, great, he's now been given carte blanche. No, all they did was affirm what already existed. Thank you very much.
I was going to ask you, like, that's not a new thing, right?
It's not.
Isn't it, like, yeah.
It's not a new thing. It's just not a thing the Supreme Court has ever had to speak to.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. It's like lawfare hasn't been used to where the Supreme Court has had to make that, you know, known and
yeah.
It's re-solidify that. But, yeah, they act like you said, it's some new thing, but I didn't think it was.
Presidential immunity has always existed. Otherwise, people like Nixon would have been sued for going into Vietnam or you know, carpet bombing in Vietnam. There would have been any number of things that could have been brought on the Clinton administration for launching a missile at an aspirin factory. Mm-hmm. There would have been, Reagan would have been sued. I mean, and somebody who doesn't like what they did would have brought criminal charges. All these things would have happened before, but it was Donald Trump, so they decided to try it this time. Presidential immunity has always existed as a matter of course. The Supreme Court of the United States had to affirm it.
Yeah.
They didn't establish it. They affirmed it. And that's what happened here. So Special Counsel Jack Smith basically already had his Florida case on the classified documents was already dismissed by the court, and he was appealing the dismissal. That was already ongoing. Meanwhile, they got a liberal judge in D.C. on the question of January 6th with Trump, and that one was still moving forward, although it was facing some setbacks because the Supreme Court has spoken. Monday, Jack Smith dropped all charges in both cases. He dismissed his appeal, and he dropped all four felony charges in the January 6th case. And this is like a turning point. So now Trump's federal legal questions are gone. Lawfare has fallen apart on the federal side, but there's still the states. And y'all, this has been like nothing we've ever seen. But the lawfare in the states has been unbelievable. You know the case with Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg, the Soros-funded DA of New York, the one who's right now trying to try Daniel Penny for keeping people from being murdered on a subway car. That same Alvin Bragg who almost put a bodega owner on trial for defending himself from a drug-addled a guy in his bodega, an old man, by the way. That same guy is the one who tried Donald Trump on charges that had never been used before, tying a state misdemeanor to allegedly tie it to a federal crime. The whole thing was such an appealable mess. Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts. I'm not even reading the article because it's such tripe, but I'm just giving you the summary. Trump was convicted on so-called 34 felony counts. What were they? There were 34 checks that were written. He made each one a separate felony. He didn't make it a felony for having written checks. He made each check a felony. Well, he's got 34 felony counts. Now he's got 34 checks, and the whole freaking thing's appealable. He's not a convicted felon until sentencing occurs. That's the way the court system works. You are not truly a convicted felon until sentencing occurs. The whole thing is on appeal. It's going to be on appeal. But right now, interesting dynamic. Judge Juan Merchan has indefinitely postponed the sentencing and has granted Trump's legal team until next week to file a motion to dismiss. For the judge to suggest that a motion to dismiss may be warranted, it's almost like wink, wink, nod, nod, stomp your foot. I see where this is going, but I need a piece of paper in front of me so I can rule. I have occasionally in time, I have had judges intone that there were certain things. I'll never forget. I was in federal court. I'm an attorney. I was in federal court on a case. Someone had sued a housing authority. I was defending the housing authority. The judge looked at us he called us into chambers. And he looked at the other attorney and said, and I know the plaintiff's lawyer thought he had it going on. And all of a sudden he said, the judge goes, and I won't say who it was, but this old wizened judge, federal court, says, Mr. Plaintiff's lawyer, I assume you understand that you may have sued the wrong people. And immediately you could see his face just fell. And I'm sitting there going, wait, what just happened? And the judge goes, Mr. Defense lawyer, that's me. I assume that you will file a brief for me, citing the case of so-and-so versus so-and-so, which I assume that I will find compelling. Yes, sir, I will. And I'm right, I'm taking notes. And then he looks at the both of us and he goes, unless, of course, the two of you would like to go out in the hallway and discuss this recent turn of events with the pending motion. Yes, sir. So we went out in the case and settled the case in the hallway.
That's funny. By the way, you do a good KIV/Southern accent. You know, Dale would try to do that all the time, and it was not good. So yours is pretty spot on.
Well, it was not a female judge. So I didn't do him any justice.
I put it in the same genre.
What how much time I got? I got a call coming. I'll take it. Just 1 minute. So anyway, the bottom line is Judge Merchan has suddenly said, Trump administration or Trump team, you can file a motion to dismiss. We don't know what he's going to do with it. It's interesting he called for it. Then there's the other one in state court in New York, Letitia James, the attorney general for the state of New York, who ran on Get Trump, who then had Judge Arthur Engeron, who, what a joke that trial was, and they have decided to devalue Trump's properties and claim that he overinflated the values to get loans, all of which, by the way, were approved by the banks and all of which were repaid with interest. That's okay. Nobody was harmed, but apparently they want to find a reason to sue. And oh, by the way, they did. Trump is facing $250 million in fines from that case. It's on appeal. Will it go away? We don't know yet. But Letitia James has said that she intends to fight to tooth and nail. And then you got E. Jean Carroll, the lady who showed up out of nowhere, claiming that in the 1990s, that Trump had sexually assaulted her. Those who say he's been accused of rape, you can say accused, he was never convicted of rape. But the civil jury, not criminal, civil jury, did find sexual misconduct and then claimed that he had defamed her by merely denying the things that had been said about him. That defamed her, and she won a like a $90 million judgment. Unreal. That thing's on appeal right now. I believe it will go away. I got a call on the line one. I haven't even gotten to Georgia Fannie Willis. I'll get to that in a minute. But let me get Michael from Huntsville. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I really enjoy your show. And I just wanted to bring up something real quick. All these cases that they are dropping like pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why Trump could not sue them for his legal fees, because I'm sure he's paid out millions of dollars on legal fees, and not count all the time he's had to waste going to court and all that bunch of junk.
Yeah, I think if it's a state case, it'll depend upon state law. Not every matter before the court, you're allowed to claim attorney's fees. In Alabama, we have a thing called the Litigation Accountability Act that says that if you file a frivolous lawsuit and you can prove that it was frivolous and you knew it was when you filed it, that you can reclaim your fees for having had to endure it. You can also, in some criminal proceedings, if it's determined that there was what's called a hostile prosecution, you may be able to claim some costs out of that. But not everything is allowed. It just depends. And if it's a contract action, you have to have a contract express provision that allows you to do it. So it's kind of a weird deal. But in some cases, I think he will. In some cases, I think he's going to be glad just to be done with it and walk away and get it out of his life.
Well, I'm sure of that, too, but it just seems like it's so unfair. Everybody knows that every one of them was bogus to start with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think the way he might be able to get some fees out of this, if he can find the smoking gun that says they were talking to each other and planning this as a part of an overall plan, then guess what? He's getting some money out of that. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Fruit.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I love your program.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Real quick, I'll close this out. There's the election interference cases from Georgia. I saved the best for last. Fannie Willis. Oh, Fannie. Pray tell, Fannie, what have you done? Fannie Willis right now is in a weird position. Fannie Willis decided she was going to get Trump. She was going to have her day. Oh, man, you talk about just being haughty and filled with herself. But Fannie Willis thought she had it going on, except Fannie decided to hire her boyfriend. Remember that? Tried to hire her boyfriend to come in and having done nothing in his legal career except practice what we call domestic law, which is divorce. He was a divorce lawyer, but he was Fannie's boyfriend. Suddenly he became a special prosecutor paid three times more than anybody else to work one of the biggest cases ever to come into the Georgia courts, except that they found that they had lied under oath about their relationship. Suddenly, the question became, can they even stay on the case when they have already lied to the court before? The judge ruled, Fannie, you got to go or he's got to go, but you can't both stay. The Trump team then appealed that and said, why are you letting one stay? They both lied. That has now gone to the Georgia Appeals Court, and the Georgia Appeals Court is considering whether or not Fannie should be taken off the case altogether. If that happens, that case is dead, because I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nobody's going to want to jump into that after Fannie made the mess that she did. I will say this. There was news on that as of four days ago. The Georgia Court of Appeals canceled a hearing that was going to weigh out whether or not President-elect Donald Trump and his co-defendant's appeal of Fannie Willis's disqualification should be considered. There were supposed to be oral arguments scheduled to take place next week, but they have been canceled. I don't know why they've been canceled. No reason or explanation was given. It may just be a holiday scheduling. It may just be the court had another trial it had to pursue or another case it had to pursue first. It may just mean that there was something that needed to get filed, or it may mean that there's been an agreement reached in the background, and the court has determined that in the essence of what's known as judicial economy, it will not waste its time on a hearing since there's about to be an agreement reached. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that's the case. Either way, what we're seeing is there's a lawfare armistice. Peace is breaking out in lawfare. You got some things still on appeal. You got some angry liberal prosecutors. You got some people that still think they want a little bit of Trump blood to claim. But I'm saying right now the majority of it is falling apart. And some of them, I really do believe, my call with Michael a minute ago is prescient. I really do believe that if they can find a smoking gun, we already know that Fannie's boyfriend went to the White House and had coordinating meetings. We don't know what for yet. But I'm telling you, if they find a smoking gun that said this was coordinated effort, purely political in nature, which we believe it was anyway, yeah, there's going to be some retribution. All right, take me to a break, JP. We'll get that break. We'll come right back. I'll get a few text messages, and we're heading towards the Thanksgiving holiday. Yeah, buddy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.